Chassid, it also represented void. We see it in the whole Sefer Vayera. At the beginning of Vayera, the Torah tells us how Avraham, when he was trying to recuperate from the Mirah, at the age of 99, so then he had nothing else to do except to run and to be Machis Och. Of course, it happened that the Ochim were Malachim, but Avraham Avinu did not know that they were Malachim. They disguised themselves as Arabs who worshipped the dust of their feet, and still Avraham Avinu persevered in doing chesed, to please pain. I heard from my father that Chaim was an unusual machmizyach, and even those Olchim who were not nice people, who used to come in and didn't steal money from Reb Chaim, he still never tried to embarrass them. So somebody asked him, why does he do that? So he said, we can learn from Avraham Avinu. He did chesed to everybody, even to those he thought were really Abizore, who worshipped the dust of the feet. So that it requires not just chesed, it requires chesed and gvura. Now then, the second episode that is described in the Sefer Vayera is about Anshin's day. Anshin's day, what we show, the Torah says, Vayim Rabbi Shem, Zakaz Ben Rameiro, Shirodo, Pichatosom, Chokhi Chokhi Meid, Eir Beno Beere, Hagitzakoso, Haboi Vayosu Kolo, Bimoi Ido, So those exalting that Anshin's day should perish. But still, Avraham Avinu said, he pleaded on behalf of the Israelites. Vayidash Avraham Vayimea, Ha'tispe tzadikim osho. Ula yish chamishim tzadikim b'sichayir. Ha'tispe b'oisis olamotim. L'mam chamishim tzadikim asher b'kirbo. Cholvo ofa. מעשיס כדבר הזה, והוא מסדיק עם ראשו, והוא לא כסדיק ראשו, חומיר לך, השיף, קלורת יעשה משפט, we don't find in the annals of history throughout the generation that a defense attorney should use strong language before a sheikh in Bosalgam. And here, for one of you, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he used such strong terms. And the Rebbeinu Shlom did not present this strong plea. On the contrary, he was rewarded for it. Vayimer Hashem nemtza bizdei chamishim tzadikim b'sichayir b'nososir cholamokim b'avur. It will be 50 righteous people, so the whole year would be spared. ויאר אברון ותיגר כאן בארגן אברון ויאר נהיינו לאו כלידה בעיר אל עד השם בוני חירו פה בעיר With humility he used strong terms אולי יחסרום חמישים הצדיקים חמישו הסשריס בחמישו אסכול העיר ויאר נהיינו ישריס עם אמצע שם ארגון בחמישו ויאר שפי לידה בעיר אלו ויאר נהיינו אולי עם אוסן שם ארגון ויינה לא יעשה בעבור הבוי ויינה אלמה יחל עד השם ואדבר אולי מוצא שם שלישים ויינה לא יעשה עם אמצע שם שלישים ויינה רימינו אלטו ידבר על השם אולי עם מוצא שם עשרים ויינה לא ישריז בעבור עשרים ויינה אלמה יחל עד השם ואדבר אחת פעם אולי מוצא שם עשור ויינה לא ישריז בעבור עשור. Then he didn't really know why, so Rashi says, because from the Mabu he knew they were at least nine, and still they were not spared. So, but the question is, Avraham Avinu was pleading that the Rebbe Nishon should spare as they mummy. Over the Shona. So that was on the basis of Midas Harachami, of the highest kind, to the end degree. So why did he say Hashem Kol Oretz V'Yaseh Mishpat? It's not Mishpat. He should say that the Rebbe Elam V'Yaseh Rachami. But the answer is, I mentioned last week, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Tzedek Mishpat Mechem Gizah. Tzedek, righteousness, and Mishpat, justice, are the pillars of the Kisei HaKavod. There's a difference between justice and righteousness. Justice takes cognizance only of the rights of the plenty, but has no concern about duties for the defendant. But Tzedek not only takes cognizance of the right of the plaintiff, but it also takes cognizance of the hardships that the justice might entail for the defendant. So Tzedek Mishpat Mechem Gizah, that the Rebbe Nishon Elam's tzedek is mishpat, is really a combination of tzedek and mishpat, and tzedek becomes before mishpat. Why? Because mishpat is based upon the rights of the individual. The Bill of Rights is based upon the rights of the individual. In other words, that man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, and which are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But that's mishpat. But tzedek takes cognizance primarily of the duties towards everybody. And duties, they are a person owes to Yehoshua too. He's also a human being. He was also created in the image of God. He abused the image of God, but he had the potential, so we have to try to rehabilitate him. I mean, and this is the message and the lesson of I think I mentioned it last week, of the parasha of Eglah Arufe. Chazal say that when the sons of Yaakov came back to Yaakov and they said that Yosef chai, so Yaakov lo yehemu lehem, he didn't believe them. But Yaresav golei, so then vatchi ruach avir. So the question is, what has that goes to do? That goes to Jesus sent to bring in them Yaakov, what does it do with the fact, the question as to whether Yosef is still living or not? But the answer is, they said, that's contrary to the whole nature of Yosef, to be nature. יום סיין was a servant of the people, not an angel. So he didn't believe it. But then, when he saw the Agoreis, saw that him, Yehuach Yaakov Abim, Balim and Yisrael, Rabo in Genesis Nihoi, Eichon the Aram of Eternals. So what is their choice? Their choice, the combination of Chesed and Gvoah. Chesed and Gvoah. And this was the whole key of the Avraham Avinu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also because Avraham Avinu represented not only the leader of Chesed, but he also represented the leader of Gvoah. Then again, in Vayim Rabbi Noach Ufichel Sarzvei, על אברהם לאיר אלקים ממכו בכי אשרת איזה ואתו ישובו לי ואלקים הינו נמתיש גלי ומיני ומרדי כחסד אשר עושי סיימו כעשי מודי ומרדת אשר גנות אמרו ואין על אברהם מניח להישבר ולכיח אברהם וסבילך על אין הסבר המים אשר גוזנו עבדי אדימך some difference between Avraham's approach and the approach of the United States government. United States government, they are not mechiyach Saddam Hussein for the crimes and the atrocities that he is committing day after day against everybody, against Americans. But here, because the United States government traditionally has been showing a lot of chesed to all people, except to our Jews. But here Avraham Avinu had a combination, personified the combination of chesed and gvoah. So then it's a chiyach. Avraham, he wanted to rehabilitate, to revive the sparks of decency in Avinoach. עלי בר המים אשר גוזלו אבי אבי מלאך. So that's the only way to establish peace in the world. Now again, in this Seder of Ayuro, so after Avraham Avinu attempted to sacrifice Yitzchok, so Vayikol Eilov Malach Al Shem HaShamayim Vayimu Avraham Avraham Vayimu Avinu ואימא אל תשלח יד חורמה ואל תסל ממו כי אתו ידעתי כי ירדיקים אתו ויחסך דוד בין חוץ לבית חורמיים וייסע אברון לסנות ונהי לך ימחת בספר בקנון ויילך אברון וייקח הסרייו ויבלו ומאיר את החזלו וייקחו אברון שם עמוק עם הרוח בשם בירה אשר יאמר עליהם בהר בשם בירה So then, the Pirkei Avot says that Avraham called Yira and Shem Meleach called Sholem Umalki Tzadik Meleach Sholem. That's Shem Meleach. So, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Ekro אין שאי יירו הרי שם סדיקי של אילון ומשרד יפרקו בסיני that is known as ירושלים יפרקו את שולה יפרקו את יירו נראו את יירו means is dedicated to שיביסי הרישם נגד תמי to יירס השם to אבס השם so but שם סדיקי של אילון And it's not respectful to Hashem. In Ekro we say, Sholem, Sat Avraham, Sadiki Sholem of Israel. And in Ekro we say, Al-Shneir, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Sholem. But the Yerushalayim comes first. In order to establish real peace, not the kind of peace that is conducive to war, This is what the United Nations have been trying, or the League of Nations before the United Nations have been trying to do. But in order to establish real peace, so then there has to be a combination of Yiroh and Shalom, Yerushalayim. Now, the Pirkei Avot, the same Pirkei Avot, also says, Vayeshav Avraham al Moarav, Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachdo Bo Be'er Sheva. Avraham Eichen Hoyo. What happens? Ve'Yitzchok Eichen Hoyo. The Torah tells us everything. That Avraham settled in Be'er Sheva. What about Yitzchok? Elo Avraham Sholach Es Yitzchok. Ve'Beis Bet Rosh Yishal Shem. משהו מישהו שהשאירה מפילחו אמרו כאילו שהשארתי מפילחי ומוזלס פילחי יום and the same thing that the Medrash continues happened when חנניה מישור בזעלי when they were missing from the kitchen range. So then they decided to go to study Torah. Same reason. Why? It's not that they didn't study Torah before, but for the same reason that Avraham Avinu sent Yitzchok after the Akedah. Now there is a Gemara Maseches Tumim. Gemara Maseches Tumim tells us a very strange story that Shaul Alexander Mugni Yischach Mi'aneged. Ma yase odom v'yichye? What should a person do in order to live? So the Yischach Mi'aneged said, Yonis is atzmi. He should kill himself. What kind of an answer? It sounds very paradoxical. But the Rambam says in Pirkei Yochasi Seyateo, he says that Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Agodu Vameo Shenema Demigdashti Viseh Bnei Yisrael. So the Rambam says the Kisa Diya Mitzvah. So the Rambam says Kishiyok Manos Bimik Zeyo Yisrael Zeyo על כל עבירים איסי שבתי עושו יד ומר יום הלד ואין אמורים בישו עדרס עד רומה ונזורת ועדייס ושפת דמים so you hold no yam and if he is not with a nefesh himself so about Yish Hashem and on Chibur Hashem and if he kept him Boradi so he's in Chalas Hashem so the Rambam in discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so he did it in the wrong order. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, everybody knows, consists in giving up your life for the three others. And here the Rambam first discusses that it's Yad Avraham Yod, V'chai Bo'em, V'chai Yom. Then he said that three others, so he has to be misunderstood. So the answer is, כי במצווה את קידוש השם מניפסט איצאוי in two ways. First it manifests איצאוי in giving up your life. It's only for the three others. But then it manifests איצאוי in living of קידוש השם. יהיה מסיך הצדיק, so it more says the same thing of you, קידוש את השם בפרסי. So he was ready to be Hilarious for himself. But that changed into a living that Kiddush Hashem. So this I think was the Kavani of the Chachmi Anigit. When Alexander Mugni asked him, Ma yase odom v'yichye? So he said, Yom Zusatz. What he meant was, that if a person wants to know how to be able to have the courage and the perseverance to give up your life on Gli Hashem, it's pretty hard. But in comparison, with living on Gli Hashem, of foregoing our caprices and dreams day after day, night after night, so that is much harder. So if one wants to be able to live on Gli Hashem constantly every day, so then you should just imagine. Suppose he had been asked to give up his life once. He said, we did it. I knew 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago, 55 years ago, a certain woman in Ashkenaz. She was a very educated woman. She was a high school teacher, a professor of mathematics. So then she had an old mother who was senile. In those days, she had Alzheimer's, but in those days, you know the difference between senility and Alzheimer's, whatever she had. Very nice woman. So then she tortured the mother. And the mother said to her, why do you do this? Why do you do that? So she couldn't study. Then, unfortunately, the mother got cancer. She gave up teaching, professorship, and she only took care of the mother. So, at that time, I couldn't understand. This daughter appeared at first to be a very ruthless daughter. But when her mother got cancer, then she showed superhuman devotion. Why? Because it's relatively easy to give the supreme sacrifice once in your lifetime, but it's pretty hard to give small sacrifices day after day, night after night. So this was the kavanah of the Chachmei Alexander, Maya Sodom, the Yirke Yom Sisrat. Let him think, if he had to give the big sacrifice once, he certainly would, in face of all hardships. So that will inspire him to bring the small sacrifice. And that was the reason, as I said before, as to why Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, sent Yitzchak to this Midrash Shoshim Meiva, because he saw that he was able to bring the big sacrifice, al-haskar v'chamo, he had the potential to bring the small sacrifice. Actually, the Ramban says that. And the Ramban sheds light on the whole episode of that healing. It's very strange. It's very difficult to understand that the Ben Yishon had to be massive, a born of evil word, kato yodati, chinato. The Lechosachta is Bilchos Yechitz Chomunem. Ati Yodati. And he further that the Bilchon didn't know. Yodati, Mitzchilo, the Ramban says, Mitzchilo hoye yodeya yirosim bikeach yodotso yikeach. The Rebbe Nishon knew before too, but before the Rebbe Nishon knew that Avraham had the keach, the potential to do it, but yodotso yikeach, but it wasn't implemented. במייס העבודי הזה, ויעתו ממידע במייס והיוסחו סישורים, ותי נזכור כשלמו עם הדשם לתי ישראל. בידעס הפרשה, שהולכים הוא הנאסה, נמצא בבקינו, ומלך הדשם הוא המניע, והמבטיח, לסבור לו בפוסק המלך הדרס, סיבור סטרימי, אקספרש. Now he says, from the mice of that kid we see that the Rebbeinu of himself is the Menasse. But who is the Menea of that kid? That's enough. Now, Reb Chaim, the story I heard from a father about Reb Chaim as a little child, and he was already told him the story of that kid. So Reb Chaim cried very much. So then, asked him, why do you cry? After all, he was his servant. He was saved. So Reb Chaim said, but how is it? Reb Chaim didn't know that I'm the Ramban. So how is it that the Rebbeinu Shel himself told him that, but I'll teach like that for now, so that's on his mouth. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shel himself tell him that? So this Rebbeinu was very impressed, and he was too young to hear that he was mechaber to the Ramban. So he said, that's the reason, because Avraham Avinu was mekayem the mitzvah of Kabbalah from Baruch Hashemayim without any hesitancy. And actually, it is interesting, there is a medrash, and later Reb Chaim explained the medrash. When Malach said to Avraham, "Al tishlach yot chorma for tasli minimo," so Avraham Avinu has the kashi. Esme omartoli kibhizri kol chazah. Ve'hayeli omartoli kach es bimcho es yichitcho es yisro kasho avto b'lech lech azmo liyo. Ve'achshob ato ima li alci shachyot chona. What's the pshat? So all the portion is, why did Avraham ask that kashit el b'ini shalilo? Later, when the Malach told him already, "I'll teach like your father," he should rest. When the Rebbeinu Shel said to him, "Kach es bimcho es yichitcho," so when the Mefarshim say, if Avraham Avinu had asked, they chided. And when the Rebbeinu Shel told him, "Kach es bimcho es yichitcho," "Shohavta es Yitzchok lech lecho al aras hamerdiyo, v'alei shom lo'ilo," so then it would look that Avraham Avinu is trying to obey the decade. Reb Chaim said, does he wish to tell us? I'm repeating the expression, he says, does he trust in Avraham Avinu in the Reden HaKapote? Somebody has a certain Kapote, and he tries to understand Avraham Avinu in his Kapote. His Kapote would not fit Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu needs a special kapot, and no designer will be able to make a kapot for Avraham Avinu. So, then the Midrash continues, when Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shel on that kashe, so he said, so, "Kishomartech, kach es bimcho es yichitcho, asher ahavta es Yitzchok, v'aleinu, אלו נאמר תלך הקריבנו, שוחתנו, אלו הלילו. הלילו. So what does it mean? That's what the Ramban says. In other words, the purpose of that kingdom was to tell Avraham Avinu of his potential so that it will not be the keach, but it will be yitze min hakeach al hapeach. And then the pyramid of Moshe says, "Eisei shehikriv Avraham tachas Yitzchok leyotzo beishun todo livatot." טוב שלא יישאה לו נעשה ממנו עשור המבון של קינר של דוד. לא למרוך עשה מסנדן קינר הולו תולו מיימו מיטר של דוד, וכשבו רוח צלימס מנשבת בחצי הלילה סוברן so the king has started to play. Now with David, David certainly represented the leader of Bure. Bure, Malchus, but not only, but it was also together with Chesed, because to be able to show Bure against the same soil, but at sea alive, in the midst of other parties, when there is no shadow of light, so then that requires not only glory, it requires a lot of chesed to me. Now, everybody shall we say, I will bring us is a Muslim shall we know another. Now, the belt or the girl of Yoanovi was made figuratively out of the anyway the height of that height. Now to stand up before against Achaz, against the brother, trying to destroy all the Yidyashem, all the Yidyashem, with the help of the Yidyashem, so that involved not only glory, it required chesed as well. Even more chesed than that. And then Kamei shall smell Shalei Zayel Shaboi Nase Shefa Shalmatinteo. Kamei shall mean Shalei Zayel Shaboi Nitoka Bishita Bode Shemema Uhoyo Balimahu Nitoka Bishita Bode ובואו ראית מארץ השם, ונזוך מארץ מצרים, ונשטח בו בהרקש בירושלים. בהרקש בירושלים. So, what's the kavon? And the kavon is the same. In other words, what inspired the Jews throughout the ages, in the middle of the night, to sing Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What inspired the Jews throughout the ages beginning Shal Shmat to throw themselves into the fire, into the furnace? What was it? It was the Messiah's Nefesh shown by Avon Avinu. Avon Avinu. The Bnei Ezra Es Sikashi, he mentions that Chazal say that Yitzchak was already 37 years old at the time of Yaki. So it's a strange answer. He says, if he was so old, so how is it that the Torah only mentions the Gvul of Avraham Avinu and not of Yitzchak? So he says he was a little child. But, the answer requires an explanation. But why does the Torah emphasize the call of Avraham Avinu? So, there are two reasons. One means, because it's much harder by far to sacrifice a child than to sacrifice a soul. As a matter of fact, Rabbon in the Judith mentions, explains the Teraskian, the after Rachok in Pasidish, the after Rachok Mecho, Omar Alakide Zekor Godi Mateo. In Azarini, this is the thing we saw them called God relations there. What does it mean? Now, so the Rabban says that the Nazar is only Nesif and Rabaki. He means with what Rabaki says. The father in love is a very sublime thing, but there is something that is even more sublime. The devotion shown by a devoted father to a child is much more sublime than from love. זה סיפי עתיר בסדום, סודס לזה, כלל גודל, יצע מזה, יצע מזה. So again, it fits into a pattern. So when Alexander Mulkin asked the Chachmi HaNeged, Mayasa Odom Viyichye, how can a person become inspired to move on Kiddush Hashem constantly, every day? So the Chachmi HaNeged said, you should just imagine what he will do if he had been called upon to give up his life. He said, we'll do it. So then he should transfer it into everyday life. So then it will not seem to be hard at all. So this is again the same concept that the Ramban expresses. The Ramad Mizeh Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzaveh Hu Al HaKedo U'Malach Hashem Hu HaMineya. There is a story about the Gaon Mavilna. The Gaon Mavilna, everybody knows, put a chilam against the Hasidim and against the Rav. So then, and of course, all the Talmidei Agora supported it. But there was one Talmud, the outstanding Talmud, the kind of Rechemeyer, he made choice between Hasidim and Islam, and he even wrote a letter to the Yeshua Tzitzin, who was called the Malchus, that we have to abolish, to lift the ban against the Hasidim, because otherwise, Klal Yisrael would be a catastrophe for Klal Yisrael. So then one of the Talmidei Agora asked the old Reb Chaim HaRoshenberg, the Reb Chaim HaRoshenberg in his Akdome, to the Goyim's parish to suffer its mercy, writes that the Goyim was not Ibn Adon, he was in Malach Hashem. So he said, Malach Hashem, put a chayim, and you are trying to live your chayim. So he said, Reb Chaim HaRoshenberg mentioned this Rebbe. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzaveh Al HaShino U'Malach Hashem Hu HaMineya. So in order to make an Akedah of the Klal Yisrael, so just in order is not enough, but there has to be, we have to hear it, because the Rambam in the Bukhin discusses all kinds of Dargis and Vuyah. So one Dargis and Vuyah means when Mara and Vuyah the Novi sees Mara, just imagine, there's another higher dharma when he hears the voice of the Malach, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the highest madrega is when he hears B'Malach Mavui, the Kir Hashem himself. So he said, the Goyim tried to do something in Shem Shomayim that will be an Akedah of Klal Yisrael. So we don't have to listen to the Goyim. That's a good sort of letter, I don't know why. I'm sure that it can be obtained, that letter. So that is the message of the Akedah, that the purpose of the Akedah was to advise Abraham Avinu of his potential and to be leitzi mina keach al ha-peah. Keach al ha-peah. And this is what everybody has to do today. To just imagine if Chas v'Shalom we will be called upon to be the supreme sacrifice. We do it, not all of us, but many of us, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the people out of Israel, on all segments, would be ready to do it. So we should translate it into the Kiddush Hashem.